line, but...
Right, you're listening to Cheap Hooch here on RadioValencia.fm.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm also so excited to be here. I think the most exciting part, and we should tell everybody, it is currently Sunday, November 16th.
It is the 16th. Yes, it is.
Awesome. All right. It's a freshie, everyone. It's a freshie. I know we take a lot of time off, but that is our prerogative.
Yeah, you know, the holidays and this time of year is always a trial. And certain people are on assignment in foreign countries.
Oh, that's me. And Lipo, who will be joining us later in the show. We have a great show for you tonight. So tonight, Lipo, Joey Von Frankenstein, and myself just got back from Japan because we made it out to the Halloween ball in Tokyo and had an absolute blast.
Wow. Amazing.
There you go, yeah. A little special background music for everybody. Yes, we had an absolute blast, and we wanted to go ahead and play some of the amazing bands that we saw out there, and as well as not just the Japanese bands, but also some of the world bands that were there. Some from France and the Netherlands and Scotland, and let's see, there was one from Spain.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
The good old US of A as well. It was a really good time. The Halloween ball, which apparently has been going on for over 30 years.
Jesus.
I know. It's so exciting. We finally made it out there. Very cool. It spans a couple of genres. I mean, there was a little bit of rockabilly, psychobilly, whatever you want to call it.
Spooky billy?
That's what I would call psychobilly. There was a little bit of that. There was, your punk rock, your garage. It was all sorts of fun, and I can't... say more about that. Let's go ahead and jump right into the music, and we'll get comfy, we'll get some drinks, and yeah, here's a... Oh my goodness, hold on a second. I got so excited, I forgot to.
Well, you know what? It is so exciting that you're playing this music.
Thank you.
I can't even wait. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I totally lost track of time. But anyways, here it is. Here's some Japan, music from Japan. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
she left for me.
back in studio.
And hello.
Hi.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Asimasen. Enjoy the overlays.
I wore one of my t-shirts from the festival in Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
And if this was video instead of radio, you'd see it.
Well, you guys are in the room.
Yeah, I got eyes. I got eyeballs.
I can see it.
I can see it. But, yeah, I'm so glad. Okay, so everybody's in studio now. Of course, we got Island Girl, we got Joey Von Frankenstein, we got Lipo.
Sorry, it was late.
No, no, not at all. We got it going. And, yeah, so excited because, well, you know, Lipo came with us to Japan. But we did split at some point. We spent the first week together in Tokyo.
And we had so much fun that Gatsby and I got very sick.
No! With, like, a cold or something?
A cold, yeah. You know, something had been going around.
You just missed us.
We did. We were heartbroken also.
Oh, we missed you guys too.
No, we still managed to have fun, but the first week was a banger.
Yeah,
what oh my say. And the second week was all about ofuru and
recovery.
Tea, huh?
Yes.
And hot, you know, hot broth, soupy broths every day. And yes, anyway.
Oh my gosh. But honestly, like, it was such a good time with you two. And especially because you introduced us to so many cool people. So if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have met Ayo and Ayako and Masahuru and gone to the Poor Cow and had, like, the best time.
Oh my gosh.
And
legendary.
The only thing I regret was the goddamn jet lag. Because I was like one of those little
rough.
Yeah, I was like one of those little fainting goats. I was like having a good time, having a party, and then bam! Passing out.
I think we did pretty well, though. Like, you know, compared to the jet lag coming back, which has still been...
it's a journey.
A little...
It's a journey.
Still affecting me.
Yeah.
But, I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, I tried my best. The only thing that also is we went to so many shows. We went to so many shows that I don't think I got a whole lot of culture.
No. Well, it's a certain form of culture.
It is. A subculture.
We got very familiar with the rock and roll underground scene in Tokyo. So I'd say we did well.
We hung out in the red light district. I mean, come on.
You had great cultural exposure to a very specific subculture in Tokyo. Yeah.
We were niche, and it was great.
It was great. I don't have any regrets.
No regrets.
And definitely want to go back in a couple of years, but just absolutely fantastic.
Next year?
I'm sorry, Dusty says we can't go next year because we're supposed to play the Halloween show.
Well, it doesn't have to be for Halloween again.
Okay, that's a really good point. Let's go.
I bet they do shows other times a year.
Yeah, like right now. We kept getting all these flyers for all these great shows.
I know. The Bargain Rock Festival that's happening, next weekend, I think.
They do it after summer just because the weather's a little more...
Yeah.
Summer's supposed to be pretty heavy out there with like the heat and
maybe they'll take a break for the holidays. I don't know.
San Francisco is the best place to be for the summer.
Yes.
It's nice and cold. Black leather jacket weather.
Yeah.
Come out here, Thunder Roads. It'll be great.
That's right.
But yeah, the Bargain Rock Fest.
I think it's next, right?
I think she's a part of it for sure.
I've been hearing about the Bargain Rock Fest for years.
I'm just like, we should have just stayed.
We could just stay. Just overstay our visas.
Yes.
Just live here.
That's how I felt.
It was fantastic. And okay, so what was your... I think I already know your favorite part of Japan.
I mean, we stayed in Tokyo, so... I was
looking for Toto toilets.
That part. Yes. Okay. Yeah. The first day we got back, John and I looked at each other and we're like, we miss the toilets.
Yeah.
This is just barbaric. Like, even the fucking dirty rock and roll club had a Toto toilet. I was like, this is my heaven. I'm never leaving.
The weirdest train station or like, we went to a bunch of truck stops and they were all just because
we were lot lizards.
Well, we took a tour and we're stopping here for, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay. It was like, well, every bathroom was immaculate. You know, it was great.
Yeah.
They all had the singing toilets, too.
Yeah, most of them were heated.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Was somebody just on here for like half an hour? Oh, no, it's heated.
No, it's heated.
And I miss the hot towels. Wet towels. Yeah, those towels. So nice.
They're also just like, there were so many very simple but hyper practical things everywhere that I just don't understand why they haven't been implemented everywhere outside of Japan. For example, like a lot of stools or chairs in restaurants had a shelf underneath it.
Yes, yeah,
so you could put your purse without putting it on the floor. Or the basket. Yeah, it took us about a day to figure out what the basket
just had
was
hangers
for.
Like right behind you. It was just like, yeah, it made sense.
Even like the subway cars had a rack above the seats to put your bags. Why isn't that? I mean, people would steal shit here. I get it, but that's sad.
But I have been lusting about over Japanese industrial design since I was a teenager. Yeah. Like, it is just, I don't understand why we do not have the amazing industrial design that they have in Japan. Like, everything is so beautifully, perfectly made.
Mm-hmm. And after being there for 6 nights, I still feel like we didn't even scratch the surface. Like, we basically...
In Tokyo?
Yeah, nothing. Like, it was, it's so massive that I feel like, and the thing is, like, we were on the move. We were clocking, like, 19,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
My legs felt like they were going to fall off, but they were going to look great doing so. But yeah, I felt like I didn't do shit. Like, well, no, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of drinking.
We did a lot of eating. I was looking at like the pictures that I posted on social media. I'm like, they're all of bars. I'm
of
like,
course
oh,
they are.
Whoops.
Yeah. Well,
whoops.
What are you going to do? Take pictures of your food? That's boring.
Yeah. I take
at bars. Mount Fuji is totally overrun with tourists, so you don't want to do that.
We flew on the bullet train. Yeah. You know, it was fun.
Yeah, we got a view of it on the bullet train, except there was a lot of glass.
It was a little overcast.
I'm like, was that it? I think that was it.
It's kind of big.
We got the special seats to be able to look at the mountain, and then, and like, I'm like, I don't, that can't be it. And then later, I'm like, oh, that must have been it.
I thought it was supposed to be big. Okay.
It's far away.
I hear it's beautiful, and maybe next time we'll get a closer look. But also, we're not super athletic people. Like, I'm not climbing a volcano.
No.
Yeah, I'll set up a nice, you know.
I don't want to pay for the helicopter to ship me out of there.
No.
maybe a helicopter ride around it would be kind of nice.
Oh, that is fun. Right.
Well, let me talk a little bit about the music that we just listened to.
Awesome.
I did my best finding the bands that were in attendance at the festival. Now, the reason that I'm giving this caveat is because I think I only saw like maybe a quarter of them. Because there's so many
of what you just played.
How many bands played the first night?
I want to say like 40. Well, the first night,
I'd say 20.
So it went from noon to 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Each band played for 20 minutes.
Yeah, there were two stages and forth.
I can't do that math now.
And then the next day was from noon to like 10 p.m. I was actually surprised I didn't go later.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that was fun because then we went to the bars afterwards. Mm-hmm. But there was so much of it though that there was just no possible way without uppers, and Japan, those are illegal, so I don't know how they expect us to watch all this rock and
roll. We still had jet lag, so I think, again, we did pretty well.
I think we did great. So we kicked it off with Jackie and the Cedrics with Justine, mm-hmm. and what was really cool was that the very first night we got to Tokyo, Lipo and Gatsby were already there, and you guys were DJing mm-hmm. at Club Heavy Sick, and who was performing? None other than...
Rockin' Anaki from Jackie and the Cedrics.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
So good.
He was great. It was an honor, and we had so much fun with the other DJs, and we played like rockabilly and mm-hmm. you know, Americana Honky Tonk, because that's what he was playing. He was an all Western mm-hmm. wear. It was great.
Wow. I thought this was sort of in theme. I wore my Mexican mm-hmm. My Mexican super.
Yeah, it doesn't get much more country than that.
I'm like, that's country.
Yeah.
I did learn my lesson about dressing modestly in Japan.
Oh.
You get a little bit of side eye. You're like, they're like, okay, fine. You don't want to see these. They're like, no, thank you.
I did the calculation. 45 bands.
Yeah.
For the first
that
night.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
plus DJs in between.
Plus DJs in between. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay. After Jackie and the Cedrics, I played the Rizlas, which it's supposed to be Los Rizlas, and I'm like, I hope that's correct. And I looked at the pictures of the band. I'm like, that looks right. That was Rockin' Red Wing. After that, the Deltas, which is a band from England that performed. And from them, I played Shake Your Money Maker. After that, Texaco Leatherman with Jason Mill. That was really good. Zombie from Baytones. Burnt Toast and Black Coffee from the Pringles. And then that last track was Jungle Number 1 from the Evil Hoodoo. Fantastic. It was really good stuff.
Awesome.
But I want to hear, did you went to a bunch of shows afterwards as well when we'd already left Tokyo?
Well, we saw the Thunder Roads play.
Was that at the basement or where were
they? That was at Club Heavy Sick. which was great. And they played with, what are they called? They're an Oakland band called Elegant Trash.
Oh, fuck yeah. Those guys are great.
Yeah, they're really good.
Really nice guys.
You can see
good
them
band.
Every first Wednesday at the Ivy Room.
That's Leo Hoffman's
really?
Band, right? He's got twin boys. They're so cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, sorry, no. I just random. Like we're friends on like Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
And they play here all. They play all the time.
Yeah, they're great.
Like, and they're good.
They do the beach side shows too, yeah. right? Out
okay.
of the van.
And they do a lot, yeah, a lot of those generator shows.
Yeah, very very cool.
Okay, cool. So
DIY punk rock.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was very well received.
It was. It was. It was that tiny little room. Back there.
Oh,
Club
fantastic.
Music.
I love those. Just they're, all the shows are so intimate.
I didn't go back there.
You didn't?
Didn't
you go to the bathroom? It's right next to the bathroom.
It's right next to
the bathroom.
I just
didn't venture far enough into the bathroom.
You're like, oh, toilet, there you are. After the toilet got you all distracted, huh? You're like, excuse me, I'm gonna increase the pressure on this. Cancel all of my appointments.
It took me 2 weeks, and maybe it was just like not all the toilets had this, but one of our hotels, the wand thing, there was, if you pushed another button, it moved side to side.
What?
It wasn't just all up in your business.
Whoa, wow.
I'm like, that's real cleaning. That's real clean.
I got used to the back jet, but I never got used to the front jets.
Oh, I did all the jets.
I need more time with the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. And then one hotel had a dryer, which is nice, because less
don't
toilet
waste paper.
Paper. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Japan has, I hate to bag on it, but they got bad toilet paper.
I agree. It's like the one ply. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But instead, they have butt dryers,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
better.
They're like, you're not supposed. It's just for show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fantastic time. Toilets. I miss you, Toto. And yeah, they sell the tushies here, but it's not the same.
The tushy is not the same. I will say, I have encountered one that is superior to the tushy. It's not a Toto.
Mm.
I don't know if it still requires like mm-hmm. all the, I think it must require the like plumbing hookup,
yeah.
because it is like the Toto where the wand like disappears and comes back and does all the things. We need to save up some money. Really.
My Toto Tolena are engaged. Right. Well, let's get back to some music, and then we can come back and talk a little bit more about Japan, because I do want to hear...
Japanese toilets.
Yes, because Lipo and I, we haven't really caught up since we got back from our trip, since, again, like we spent the first week together, mm-hmm. and then we diverted. So I really want to hear about what else y'all got into.
And I want to hear about your...
Yes! We're going to go to Osaka next time. It was so fun.
My chopstick skills are beyond awesome.
I was like, serve me all my food with chopsticks, because I do not want to lose my skills. All right, well, let's get back to some Toonskies. Up next, we've got a little bit more rockin'. We're moving a little bit away from the rockabilly, but a little bit more garage.
Rockabilly's so big out there.
It's so big out there.
Oh, we tried to go to Yogogi Park, but it was raining.
And so the dancers were like, no, thanks.
What bars are they drinking? That's what
Well, John.
They're probably at the show, right?
Gatsby met one. Sorry, I'm diverting us from getting back to
the
show.
No, do it.
Gatsby met a guy who's part of it when he went shopping for his. He got one of those satin jackets.
Oh, cool,
bomber jackets.
He found one to fit him? That's pretty good.
He did. I know. He was amazed. and the guy that ran the little shop was playing rockabilly music, and John, he was like, you know,
we're trying
to see the dancers, and he was like, I'm one of the dancers. And Gatsby was like, oh, yeah? And the guy, like, flips his hair back into like a coif.
A pompadour.
And it was like,
Oh, Joey, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
That was Joe's one thing. I'm like,
I really wanted to see it too, but I think.
Well, I was going
to
go dance with him.
Just,
I was like, Joe, what do you want to do when we're in Japan? He's like, you yogi dancers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, baby, we'll make it happen.
I don't care about the deer. Let's
it was raining.
Like, I don't care about the Nara deer.
I'm going to go bring a flask of whiskey and, you know, sit down,
make some friends.
A pack of cigarettes and dance with these guys.
Next time.
Oh, next time, Joe, we're definitely going back. All right, we got more stories from Japan. Hang out with us. Yeah, let's have some fun. Cheap hooch.
Oh, wearing on my soul. There's a we'll be right back.
this.
Nice. Is this the Jaguars, Joe?
This is the Jaguars.
Yeah. We picked up this record at...
In Japantown,
yeah. And they do this, like, monthly market.
Like, flea market.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco, Japantown.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
But, yeah, so I'm like, bring all the Japanese records, Joe. Bring them all.
There's not that many of them, but yeah.
We brought all six of them.
Next time I'll contribute some.
Yay! But oh my goodness. All right, so last we left, we were still in Tokyo. And then Joey and I left for Kyoto. We went
to the bullet train.
We took the bullet train to Kyoto, which was loads of fun. We did hear that Bruce Campbell was on the train like days later.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck, man? Not on our train, like on another train. Literally days after we took it.
I'm sure it was the same bullet train, probably sat in the same seat.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, Jesus, why couldn't you line that shit up? Because
one
of these days I'm going to meet Bruce Campbell. Time's taken, Bruce.
Right. He's going to get all pissed because I'm like, I thought you were Bill Murray.
Oh, that's a really good way to get him.
You're in Japan. Come on, I thought you were Bill Murray.
I'm an elk, Bruce. I'm an elk. Yeah. Anywho, we didn't do much in Kyoto. We did end up going to Pop Pizza, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, authentic.
Authentic American pizza in Kyoto. It was really good. And it's this cool restaurant?
It's a bar.
It's a venue.
It's a bar.
It's a bar venue.
It's a bar that sells pizza.
It's a bar venue that sells pizza. And they have a stage.
It's in a basement, of course.
Everything's in a basement.
It's
really cool place. And the guy was super nice. You can smoke. I actually, next time we go to Japan, I'm going to take pictures of Joe smoking.
Let's talk about the smoking rules and culture because they're kind of fascinating. But continue.
Well, we could do that right now.
Oh, so you're not allowed to smoke on the sidewalk.
It's prohibited,
the street.
But there's nobody over there like monitor. You might get like a weird look from, I don't know, but
there are signs
in Shinjuku, like.
In Japanese, mostly.
No, in English.
Pictogram.
Oh, yeah.
In English.
And there's certain smoking designated areas.
Yes.
Like, after a certain hour, the people are just smoking on the streets.
You had to do, Joe, was go into a bar, and you could smoke in most...
Yeah. Also, a lot of restaurants.
And restaurants,
All of them.
I find that torture.
Yeah.
It's interesting, because, like, you're not on the street. And even, hilariously...
You're not supposed to drink on the streets, but people do it anyway.
Yeah. Actually, no, I think you're okay drinking in certain neighborhoods, no? I mean, because we were staying in Shinjuku.
We saw it in the next neighborhood we were in, which was Asakusa.
One of those.
We saw some business people getting little pocket whiskeys from 7-Eleven and drinking on the sidewalk. But
pocket whiskey, I like that.
Yeah. 7-Eleven's Family Mart's fucking that's the place.
Oh, those are the best.
Yes. I think I ate a sandwich from 7-Eleven every day.
Samesies.
Every day.
Or chicken cutlet. I got the corn dog, but that's me. You do you.
I was really excited to try my constipation remedy that I saw on TikTok.
All right, too much.
I think it worked. It's a green smoothie that you put a plum pulp in.
Okay.
And you get all this stuff at 7-Eleven, so you put it together at 7-Eleven.
And 7-Eleven blends it for you.
It's like a cutty bang for your colon.
It's a cutty bang for the over 40 crowd. It was delicious. And I did all the math. I'm like, that was only 90 calories. All right, 90 calories. It's all you.
It cost me all in 90 cents and 90 calories. Like, cheap.
It was great. You were really excited because you got a pack of smokes, a beer, and a sandwich for $7.
Less than $7. It was
very
probably about five.
Right now.
Yeah, pack of smokes, fucking egg salisando.
I just stopped doing the conversion at some point. I'm just like, just take my money. It's not that much. I know it's not that much. Just take it.
If it gets over $3,000, I'm like, ooh, I should probably do math. And Don Quixote isn't cheap, okay?
No.
It might be amazing, but it is not cheap.
If you want to get the tax relief on it, you got to,
you have to have your passport.
They bag it all up.
They bag it for you,
And then you can't use it.
I need to use that curling iron.
I need it now.
Yeah. So did you soak in any hot water while you were there?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. So we ended up...
Yeah.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
The tail end, I built the itinerary of a much younger woman. Because we were running around. So we went to Kyoto for a couple of nights. We stayed in Osaka for one night. And that was a big mistake. Osaka needs a couple of nights. Osaka was
awesome.
The people were so nice and sweet and warm. Like, I fell in love.
It was like Tokyo, but like a little bit like homelier.
Okay.
And, you know,
okay.
Like,
I think homely means ugly, but...
Well, no, like, you know, like...
It's homey.
Homey, warmer, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like...
More cuddly.
Yeah, like, everybody was, like, a little bit more inviting and friendly.
Yeah, okay. We went to this great underground multi-bar complex.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good way to just explain it.
Yeah.
It's called Mitara Kitera or something like that.
It was almost... Yeah, it was a story down, almost two.
No, just one. Yeah,
just
still.
One. Yeah.
But it had, like, 15 bars.
Yeah, and a couple, like a record shop.
More.
And
a record shop.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cute. Yeah, and everything, of course, is like super tiny, like the Golden Guy bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we went into this Rolling Stones bar. And of course, we were there super early because, you know, like we're kind of, the time was kind of fucked up in our heads, right?
Yeah.
So it's like 7 p.m. We're like, let's go party.
Yeah. Nothing in Japan opens till about 5. But
yeah.
Then again, there's nothing open at 9 a.m., 10. They don't have, they don't have 6 a.m. bars.
Well, like, Shinjuku for sure, but like.
No, even in Osaka, there wasn't like
even, not in Osaka.
Even little cafes, like
cafe.
I couldn't get a coffee before 10.
Yeah, there's no coffee,
I think, like,
no
that's
restaurant,
like a
no
cafe culture versus like I'm sure they get their coffee at home and it's like crack a dawn.
Or they drink their tea at home.
Japan doesn't sleep,
man. In the morning and then they get their coffee when they go out of town.
Right. Yeah, but
and
or
so,
at
the office.
But that's not the coffee,
we went to I can't remember the name of the bar, but it was the one that's kind of directly across from the little record store down there. Again, super great. I got a record. We can play it later. I was looking at the album cover art and it's all in Japanese. And I was like, I don't know, it looks cool, though.
Yeah.
And then I had the guy play for me, and I was like, oh, it's ska.
Yeah.
So we're going to play that a little later, if we have time, and if not, it'll be another day.
I bought a Slade record.
Yeah, I'm like, Joe, we're in
Japan. But I was like, you know, I don't own that one, and it was, you know, it was cheaper than I think I can get it out here.
Like, yeah, let's baby this thing for another week in our luggage.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went to this Rolling Stones bar, and that was sort of the theme, a loose theme, right?
It was a rock and roll, like,
yeah.
It kind of looked like this place, black walls. And,
yeah, and so the guy behind the bar, he's in a band called Up and Down, the Up and Down Trips. And I looked it up, and I couldn't find a way to play it. There's a couple of videos on YouTube, and maybe we'll play one later, but they're really old. They're from like 15 years ago.
Okay.
But anyway, super, really awesome guy. But, you know, we go in there, and he's like really serious, and we're like, oh, a little afraid of him, right? We don't want to piss him off.
But we're looking rock and roll.
I got
my leather jacket on. I got the
long
hair.
And he's playing Rolling Stones, and I'm looking around, and I'm like,
We know all the words.
And I was like, hey, I don't know what. I was like, do you like Johnny Thunders? Which, incidentally, Japan loves Johnny Thunders.
Yeah, they do.
And I was like, do you like Johnny Thunders? And he like opens up his shirt to reveal another shirt. And it was it like a Johnny Thunder shirt?
Yeah,
was
he
it?
Had like some bootleg Johnny Thunder.
Yeah, and then he like on his phone, he showed us his guitar.
Yeah,
and he has like the Johnny Thunder
guitar. He's got like 259 like TV yellow double cuts.
Damn.
You know, like, you know, like it's just like, and then I look
and
behind
then we were in.
And then I look behind me and what's sitting behind me is two guitar cases. I'm like, are those them? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I was like, all right. Yeah, then we talked music.
And he played his band for us.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm trying to get at is like he was real serious and like kind of approachable. But then like pretty soon after, he was just really warm and it was really sweet. And then
You mentioned Johnny Thunder.
We mentioned
and
Johnny
the
Thunder.
Doors open.
And then we went to a couple of different bars.
I was in the bathroom, by the way.
We went to a couple of different bars, and then on the way out, like at the end of the night,
Joey Von Frankenstein is showing Lee Poe and myself.
That was
drawing.
I went to the bathroom and like this guy's got hand sketched drawings of JT, Sid Vicious, and then
hand sketched,
and
nice.
Then pencil on paper, and then Jim Morrison.
Very cool.
Interesting combo.
And there was a toilet.
Of course, there's a toilet.
He's not a savage.
But
anyway,
yeah.
So we went to a couple of different bars, and then at the very end of the night, again, the same little area.
We were
so drunk. At the end of the night, we're leaving, and we walk by his bar. Again, the doors are closed, by the way. And as we're like stomping down the hallway, because I'm guessing my big old Mexican American feet over here, and the vibrations must have indicated to him that we were leaving. And we're going down the hallway, and all of a sudden he pops out of his barn. Yeah. He's like, bye, and he's waving goodbye to us.
Didn't
like,
say
oh
it in
God.
Japanese, just said it in English. Like, I was like so bye sweet. Later. I'm like, yeah, dude. Like,
so I was like, I love Osaka. Osaka forever, man. So we did that, and then back to the soaking hot water. Sorry,
hot
about
water.
Sorry about that.
Well, hot water.
The very last thing we did on our trip was go to Arima, which is this little onsen town about an hour away from Osaka, and you can just take a bus,
an
hour long bus.
Just north of Kobe. Yeah.
Exactly, and we stayed at a ryokan there, and they had the mineral onsens.
Yeah, the water was a little brown and murky, but it felt
it's okay. Minerals, baby. Yeah, it's minerals. They sell that shit. It's not cheap.
Could have been the rust out the pipe, but I don't care.
So good.
So negative. No, it was wonderful, and
was
we had a really great time.
Was,
and they keep it hot enough to cook to you. It's really good.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Oh, and also it was so buoyant. Like, it was so salty that, like, you could, like, easily, like, just, like, crouch all the way down on your knees and just, like, you know, do, like, a little shuffle walk and, like, not hurt your knees because it was so... I don't know how to explain that, but... Because, I mean, I was trying to hide my body from the other naked ladies. Which is so funny, of course, that the culture that, you know, can be a little bit on the conservative side, but when it comes to onsens, everything's out.
No problem being naked.
And I'm, like, three times the size of, like, an average Japanese lady. So,
or lady from Korea.
I'm, I'm just trying to hide my pants. So my Catholic upbringing really came out hard. Like, I was, like, crawling.